And now podcast audio is recording. Podcast audio. WineSolarMedia.com. And remember, folks, however you're getting this, we mentioned on the last episode that there are other ways to get the program if need be. But right now we need to get to work. All right.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
All right. And people just being total fucking assholes. Probably the most common out of all things. I'm pretty sure at some point in your life, you encountered someone being a total fucking asshole. It may have been me in the same aisle as you was at the grocery store.
Huh.
That's major probable. But, you were annoying me. All right.
You are the mean old Negro man. That is a fact.
Ah, man. I really wish that would have got off the ground, right? I couldn't really get... The problem with that is it was supposed to be the mean old Negro man program was supposed to be a guest-oriented program.
Yes.
And that shit is hard to do because you gotta link up schedules with people while they have a full-time job and you have a full-time job and capitalism won't let you do new things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really, when it comes down to it, like, this shit, you and I worked because our schedules work together well enough.
Right.
All right, and I have it set up so that I should be able to see archived comment section.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Okay. I didn't know if I was going to be able to get this because that website, MTO... It's kind of a butt crack ass website.
Oh.
Yeah, MTO is a fucking butt snacking ass website. But they actually linked a YouTube this time. So I was able to get this. I don't know if she still MCs. I know she was a couple years ago. Michael Wright and I covered it. The MC Remy Ma. Mm-hmm. And she was battling the Nicki Minaj. But, I mean, Remy Ma had been around longer than that. Remy Ma had been around since early 2000s. Yeah, maybe even the late 90s, like on the more East Coast underground tip. Remy Ma's not new at all. But Remy Ma is on this program. I think, she also does reality television programs?
Yeah, she's on, I think, one of those Love and Hip Hops.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she does the Love and the Hip Hop programs. And, but they also do this thing called, State of Our Culture, with, Joe Budden and some other individuals. I'm not familiar with them. And,
Oh, Joe Budden is goofy as fuck.
Oh, he's a dork?
Yeah, he was, mad about some woman who wrote, like, a tell-all, like, biography and mentioned having sex with, like, rappers or something. And he's like, this is the problem with females, cuz, like, on that kind of shit, talking about, it's not right for women to write tell-all books, but it's okay for men to rap about having sex with women in video and songs, that's different.
That almost taps into the fucking respectability politics we try to push down. So, niggas, you just anti-books? you just mad at books? Somebody left a comment on the YouTubes. They were like, hey, well, you know, I can't really see your face behind that big microphone popper stopper. Nigga, you don't want to see these razor bumps, homie. I'll shut your life down. I'll pull the popper stopper down a little bit, get you some nostril action, but I also need to be speaking directly into my now 14-year-old microphone. I really got to be up on this thing. I'm not replacing it until it's a complete piece of shit. All right? I'm not replacing this microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Way too much side hustle job money has come over this microphone.
Are you going to be sad when it finally dies?
No. I'll kind of put it up like a trophy. Maybe even get one of those trophy stands and, like, glue it on there. Like, a lot of winning with this microphone. Shit, I first talked to you with this microphone.
You did?
Yeah.
You did. Yay!
See, and now you're next to me with an identical microphone. She also has a Samsung microphone. Right around the $80 neighborhood at your, I almost said Sam Goody, Sam Ash, or Guitar Center. All right, so, and remember, this shit that they're talking about, this is why we have the trigger warning. So, apparently there's an R. Kelly documentary coming out. Yeah. And they go in riffing about that, and we're jumping right into this shit. I see the homie, I have the glaucoma, I can't see it very well. It's like the homie Naya Loco is tuned into the joint. You may have missed the trigger warning. We have an extensive trigger warning.
Exhaustive trigger warning.
Yeah, that's right, exhaustive, before we get down with the funky stuff. All right, so let's hear this audio from these folks here.
R. Kelly, I think it's been a sickness for many, many years. I think it hasn't been addressed. He hasn't addressed it. No one has addressed it. And that's separate from the people not addressing it because they...
Wait, nigga said no one has addressed it.
Yeah.
Nobody?
Ever.
Nobody has addressed it.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Budden needs to tune into the wine cellar. Somebody has addressed it.
Love his music. Because I understand what Deonte is saying about the aunties that have kept it going.
Keep it going. Buy concert tickets. Buy singles. Listen to the music.
See, I'm not going to say that today only because his touring is being canceled. His money is being interrupted. He's not able to just publicly frequent places without
just now
feeling neat.
Just now. But
okay, okay.
Right, that's what I was just saying. Yeah, now it's...
Went to trial for it before. We had video of him, you know, intimate with... she was underage.
My bad, okay.
Like, all in her, like...
Okay, so now it's switching over to the Remy Ma talking.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to... Because the website article tells you just go straight to 35 minutes. I always like to give it a little lead in. Let's lean in again. Because this shit gets weird with Remy Ma. Like, to me, Remy Ma really gets a little fucking weird here.
Which I can't say... I can't say I'm surprised about it. She was just defending Cosby like a week or two ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Able to just publicly... frequent places without
just now
feeling neat.
Just now. But
okay, okay.
Right, that's what I was just saying. Yeah, now it's just starting to happen. Okay, so...
All right, so I don't know who that other co-host is, and they don't have their names popping up under them. But, yeah, that person's saying... But, yeah, but just now, this shit's happening. You know, this is not... It hasn't been like that since what? When was the R. Kelly tape shit cracking? 2001?
He's been in Chicago, like... news, not necessarily national outlets, but he's been locally known in Chicago since the 90s for doing this kind of shit. So, yeah.
Huh. And then there was what was it? Aaliyah was her name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what, he like married her while she was underage.
Yeah, and then the marriage got annulled. Yeah.
Ah, Jesus Christ. All right, so now Remy Ma is...
So, he went to trial for it before. We had video of him, you know, intimate with an underage girl. We had
intimate.
Raping.
Had another video where I don't think she was underage, but he was like all in her. Like most rapists don't, you know, eat your ass. Like it was just crazy because that's what was
going on. Can I just make a correction to that?
Uh-huh.
There is literally a dude who was known by papers as the friendly rapist because he performed oral sex on all of his victims before he raped them, because the way he like justified it in his head was like, but women like oral sex, and because I did something nice for you, I'm not really a bad guy and a rapist. Thank you. Continue. Uh-huh.
Yep. And that's very much, and like, it's almost like she's trying to be funny, eating harass. And then also there's something, because I remember, I was just around 18, about everybody was about 18 or 19 at that time when the R. Kelly tapes came out. And niggas was like, what, R. Kelly tapes? Where, they're on the internet? Let's see. And then immediately, it was me and that nigga Amasa. We were like, no, that's child porn. So Remy Ma is just going in talking about watching child porn. Anybody that can actually describe the tapes, you're a child porn viewer.
Yeah.
You downloaded it on purpose.
Going on in that other video.
I would assume so.
And I'm like, okay, so you get acquitted and you still get banished and you're still a monster. So you go, I don't, like, it's like...
So just all right. So that should be like for every single murderer cop that gets acquitted, Remy Ma should be saying, "Hey, black people, hey, hey," just to be consistent.
Yeah.
Hey, this is a good guy.
Like the guys who got acquitted for murdering Emmett Till.
Emmett Till, they got acquitted. They didn't fucking do it. You should celebrate them. You should celebrate because those were Southern white men. At that time or any time, that didn't do that. You should be holding them up as the standard. You should be telling other white men, be like these white men. For consistency.
For the culture.
Yeah. It's your green hair. You're like Raven Simone.
Right. Here's my thing.
It's not.
You're saying, like, you know, like, for one, him going to trial thing, I think that plays to Joe's point about him having a sickness and not knowing. Like, something's wrong. So I can say that. But then we're also talking about, like, sometimes, we were talking about a couple weeks ago.
I don't even fuck with that sickness shit. The fuck you diagnosed with? How do we quantify this?
Right, but that's the deal. It's to say, like, it's a sickness, but at the same time, it's like, okay, you've been told that raping children is wrong, but you're continuing to do it. That is a choice. There is no, like, I'm going to die if I don't do it. No, you don't have to do it.
Yeah.
You don't. And, like, one of the things I remember, too, is after his trial, he got acquitted, somebody was interviewing him, like, I shit you not, like, within weeks, maybe, like, 2 months later, and was like, but you're really not into, like, teenage girls, right? And instead of, what would you say if you just got acquitted off that shit? Somebody said, are you really into teenage girls? No. This nigga said, but how old do you mean?
Woo. Okay. I didn't know that. I didn't know about that interview.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about if he did it, he deserves to be punished. And that's not the same as conviction either. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can get off from conviction and be actually punished. Be guilty and be a problem. And we're talking about who he is today. This man has a layer with women in it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's current.
Even the layer that you're talking about, it wasn't, when I first heard it, it wasn't like the women that were complaining. It was the mother of the women or a family member. It's like... It's so weird because we live in an era where
It's weird that he's had similar things happen for 20 years in different versions of it with children. It's weird that we live in a world
where women and men do some sick shit. Yeah. And they be with...
I really don't like the word sick for this.
Yeah.
It's inaccurate. It's a confusing metaphor.
And once again, because she's telling half the fucking story again... no, it's not just the parents who are complaining. There's somebody who actually left that little fucking sex cult shit he's doing and that's where, like, the shit was coming from. And she was saying, like, he won't let us eat. We have to get permission to go to the bathroom. You know, like, he hits us if we misbehave. He won't let us have our cell phones. Like, all these kind of things. That didn't come from the parents because the parents don't know what the fuck is going on because they can't get in touch with their kids. This came from somebody who left the fucking sex cult he's running. Goddamn.
Fact-based facts are inconvenient to the preferred narrative of. And this is the voice, like, when I hear this talking, when I hear this sort of commentary, this sort of opinion ideal, Remy Ma's a fucking conservative.
Yeah.
She doesn't like that shit. She thinks that fucking let men have their fun. That's the kind of conservative that Remy Ma is. And a lot of these niggas are. I keep saying, like, if the Republican Party dropped the Jim Crow shit, if they stopped running on the Southern strategy, they could, like, within one decade pull over like fucking 45% of the black vote.
Yeah, they could.
Yeah.
Get it. If your daughter is 14, 15, 16, 17, and she wants to fuck a guy that's 20 anything, 30 anything, and You're fighting against it.
Yeah, but that doesn't give R. Kelly the right to pray.
I'm not saying that. And that's how very, I'm trying not to be ableist. What up?
Oh, no, go ahead.
How very not smart she is that she can't even finish her, because she can't articulate her conservatism. Nobody really can, because it doesn't make sense.
Right.
It's like, keep these bad ideas alive. You guys, all she said was, you're fighting against it. And really didn't have anything to follow that up with.
Because when you keep talking and you realize how ridiculous you sound, you can't, you just gotta cut off the sentence. But I also, like, I don't think on average, like, the average 14-year-old girl wants to go fuck a 40-year-old man.
Now, Louis C.K.'s looking good these days.
Shit. I mean, because there's usually what? There's grooming. There is... you know, the person who is trying to have sex with this child is like grooming them, giving them compliments, buying them gifts, presenting some sort of maybe stability that they're not having at home. But it's not like 14-year-old girls, right? Like what, middle school girls, like a freshman in high school, are looking at some fucking, the average 40-year-old guy, be like, I want to suck his dick. That sounds amazing. No, that's not happening. The fuck?
No, that's Steve Bannon, you know. He.
Oh, God.
That guy steps on the scene and... Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But yeah, man. It's fucking bullshit. And like you said, the grooming part. Like, that's the thing. That man planned that shit on first sight. Mm-hmm. That man said, I'm going to start taking the steps. And really, that's like... That's patriarchal in general. Patriarchy in general. Mm-hmm. Because that should be with men that are adult men going after an adult woman the same age. There's still, the way I hear other men talk, the way I've been hearing them talk since I was a child, the shit sounds like grooming. Mm-hmm. The word seems to fit. Like you said, mm-hmm. providing some stability. Mm-hmm. And that's like, here's this expensive date. Look at what I can afford.
Right.
The whole shit is a grooming process. The whole culture was fucked from the start, and we shouldn't have let Europeans export it on the rest of the fucking planet.
Mm-hmm.
Continuing.
Place. A lot of issues that we talked about in this show in the last 2 months have been not just about right and wrong, but have been specifically about abuse of power.
And
when you have age and you have agency and you have maturity and you have things in your mind, and even if you know what's wrong, you know the law.
History, if I could be wrong, he's been probably are. Being illiterate, not being able to read.
And then someone else has to step in. You know what I mean?
So what I'm saying is, what the fuck?
So he's illiterate? That means he doesn't have power as a fucking celebrity who is known across the globe as a fucking millionaire, has name and facial recognition. Because the nigga illiterate, he doesn't have power?
Yeah, niggas that can't read can't control their penises.
Well,
you have to learn how to read first.
Well, I mean, I guess Floyd Mayweather backs up your theory.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know what you're referencing, and I don't want to.
He's talented.
So we don't make cases for him. He's not really the brightest person.
Preying on younger women.
No, look.
Girls. Whenever it's black girls, it's always women.
Everybody needs to stop talking and let the dude in the plaid go. He's the only one making any kind of motherfucking sense.
Yeah. It had to be the guy in the skinny jeans. It had to be skinny jeans guy. He's the progressive here. And I think maybe the woman across from him. Mm-hmm. But getting a lot of speech
time. I think this might have actually been the same show that Joe Budden was pissed off about. It doesn't matter if we rap about fucking hoes. You can't write books about who dick you suck. I think it was actually the woman sitting next to him is the one he was mad at.
That's guy shaming. You know how embarrassed men are about getting their penises filleted? That's horrible. All the other guys show up and they're like, ha ha ha, you ejaculated, stupid, dummy. You know, that's how they treat it. That's the real locker room talk.
Abuse of power. Abuse of power is specific.
I remember that first case, the girl that was in the video, that with the urination and all that, she was taking a stand. It was like sort of like in his defense. Yeah, so when you're fighting You're fighting to help the person that you think may have a problem or be abusing their power or their celebrity or whatever. And you're fighting to help this person. And this person is fighting against you. So my thing is, what do we do?
That by the time she got to the word you, it was incomprehensive to me. Did you understand it?
I think she's trying to say, how do you help a situation where the person you are portraying as the victim is supporting the abuser, I think.
Yeah. But the Wine Dude. Cellar is a small show with like 100 subscribers.
And she's pregnant too, or she just had a baby. You know, if it's a boy, it's gonna be a rapist. Like with this kind of fucking bullshit.
Yeah, it'll be allowed to be.
Shit.
Because boys will be boys.
And girls will be fast.
I'm not taking either side. I'm just saying how... Yeah.
Hey, she's not taking sides, buddy.
He doesn't have power because he's illiterate. But the victims are defending him. But from what I heard, the facts are actually wrong. I'm not taking a side.
See? She's not.
Okay.
All right, but yeah, that was about that. And it came from that raggedy-ass website, MTO News.
And you know what kills me, though? Because I remember, like, back during the whole Terror Squad days, everyone's like, she was supposed to be, like, the feminist icon and shit.
Damn, who like, the fuck was saying that?
People were pushing that because she was, like, she's, like, you know, she's, like, with the guys and she's, like, making her money and, you know, she's doing her records and, you know, she's, like, representing for women in the industry because there's not enough female rappers in the industry. Like, she's representing for women in the industry. Nigga, this is what the fuck we got.
Whoever said that, like, really? So one person... And then you got to consider that she's with a group of dudes, which is what, Big Pun died, but Big Pun, Fat Joe, Cuban Link before Fat Joe injured him. And I think, Shorty Rock D, the nigga that was in prison, he was actually on MSNBC Lock Up Raw. And, yeah, like just small world, literally for them. And and like some other nigga. And one woman, like, that's a little imbalanced for that to even be knocking a brick out of shit. Mm. But then as far as, like, feminist icon, why is Queen Latifah not the first name, if you gotta say any?
I think it's just because people equate success to... It's like that Hillary Clinton shit, but she's just like the boys.
Huh,
and
yeah.
that's like the standard of how successful you are, is you just be like the boys.
Right? When it's like, okay, let's look at how successful Queen Latifah, record label, magazine, multi-platinum albums, movie, Set It Off, show, Living Single, and then what? I know there were more films. I don't know them all. I didn't like Bringing Down the House.
She was in Chicago.
Chicago movie. She had a fucking talk show.
Yeah, she had a talk show.
What's Remy Ma's?
She's on Love and Hip Hop or some.
Love and Hip Hop.
Yes.
And this YouTube program here. Can you name, off of Queen Latifah, I think I can name Queen's Court.
Okay.
I don't know all her albums like that. You know, I'm more of a West Coast head. I can't name any Remy Ma albums off the top of my head.
Does Remy Ma have albums?
Yes. All right. I can Yahoo search them right now.
I'm going to Google that shit right now because I don't actually know.
All right. So Yahoo searching Remy Ma albums. All right. All right. We go to the Wixterpedia here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm pretty sure these are some hard-hitting records.
Oh, she has 2 albums and 5 mixtapes. The fuck?
Them niggas love mixtapes.
Okay. Oh, shit. She put out an album last year.
Okay. So that happened. That's a thing she did.
Wow. You
And you play terrestrial radio in the car. You're hearing those Remy Ma records playing pretty often, huh?
No.
I know when I'm with you in the car, that's pretty much all they play. They're like, all right, and this is radio station generic KP101, and this is the Remy Ma 5-hour block.
Oh, shit, that's embarrassing.
What up?
If you keep scrolling down, it has a section that says other charted songs, but nothing's in it. Ooh. Oh, that's embarrassing, though.
Damn, and how come on her Wikipedia page there's a whole section for Nicki Minaj and Foxy Brown?
Oh, she did a remix song with Mariah Carey.
All right, that one's on the radio pretty often.
She has a remix with 50 Cent, and a remix with Papoose, and a remix with DJ Absolute, and a remix, and a remix, and a remix. A lot of remixes happening, a lot of remixes.
Well, yeah, well, she's Remy Ma, R-E-M-Y, remix, like, it's right, in the name.
Right.
All right, we clowning this shit, but that's real shit. That's rape culture shit. That's fucking problem ass shit. And remember, man, like, keep in mind, I made a meme. I put it up on the William J. Jackson Instagram. All right, gramming it up, and I put it on the Wine Cellar Media Twitter, and it's a picture of R. Kelly standing next to two cis women, assumed cis women, mm-hmm. And it says that face you make when a hotep says the Me Too movement is targeting black men.
Shit.
Yeah. Picture of R. Kelly out there partying and having a good old time with them folks. All right. So, this is a recent headline off of the New York Daily News.
Wait, word? Again?
No, this is recent. Black doctor says Delta Airlines staff didn't believe she is a doctor during a fucking pop-up in the middle of my goddamn broadcast. I thought I had a damn pop-up blocker on. And during an in-flight medical emergency, if you scroll down, it is a relatively light-skinned black woman doctor lady.
Damn.
Who apparently really likes smiling. That nigga is cheesing. But, oh, no, my bad. That's actually from 2016.
Oh.
Yeah, the one from 2018 is black Harvard doctor accuses flight attendants of discrimination.
God damn it.
So this is the second time we're covering this headline. Different doctor. Same story. Her name is Dr. Fatima Cody Stanford, and she was on a flight home from Indianapolis on Tuesday when she noticed the woman next to her was hyperventilating. Dr. Stanford, who is a physician at Harvard Medical School and Massachusetts General Hospital, was already aiding the passenger when a flight attendant stopped by and asked Stanford if she was a doctor. Stanford told the flight attendant that she was a doctor, but a second flight attendant then came by and asked for Stanford's medical license, which Stanford presented. Stanford said that both flight attendants came back a third time to ask her if her medical license truly belonged to her.
What the fuck?
Dr. Stanford believes the flight attendants questions her credentials because she is a black woman, and Dr. Stanford is, almost my melanin level. She you know, I win, of course, again, but she's almost there. You know, she's competing, and you know, you don't win if you don't try, right? She gave it a shot.
I don't try.
Yeah, I just put on some freckles and maybe just take pictures up really close.
You know, that was actually a makeup trend for a minute. Women were putting on fake freckles.
What the fuck?
It's fucking weird out there.
Everything that happens under patriarchy is bad.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck is this shit?
Yeah.
All right. And this is why we have a trigger warning, folks. And the homie Naya is hanging tough, yo. I respect you staying tuned into this. All right. This is off of WTVR.com. The news came from CNN Wire. And this is in Green, Ohio. So I guess the name of the town is Green. And an Ohio man has been arrested after admitting to sexually assaulting a 5-year-old girl he was babysitting. His name is Sage Smirk.
That's his name?
Not joking around. Yeah, his name is S-M-E-R-K.
Oof.
Sage Smirk. 18-year-old individual. Faces charges of rape and failure to obey an order of a police officer, according to the Summit County Sheriff's Office. Yes.
Which is just something to keep in mind as the story continues. Remember what he's charged with.
Raping a 5-year-old girl.
And?
and failure to obey an order of a police officer. And that's according to the Summit County Sheriff's Office in the town of Green, Ohio. The child's mother came home and found that her daughter and her 2-year-old son had been left alone for 2 hours by Mr. Smirk, who was babysitting, according to a press release. She called Smirk and asked why he left the children unattended. He then admitted sexually assaulting the 5-year-old girl. The deputies found Smirk driving on Mayfair Road and attempted to stop him. He failed to stop and fled toward North Canton, according to police fellers. During the pursuit, Mr. Sage Smirk fired an air pistol out of the window. Is that one of those BB guns that you cock it and it makes air pressure? Maybe that's what they're talking about?
It's like a BB gun.
Okay, so he fired an air pistol out the window of his vehicular at the patrol deputies and ran several intersections before he stopped and was arrested alive. Mm-hmm. According to the Summit County Jail documents, he was issued a $300,000 bond and additional charges are pending. Now, what up?
I was going to say, so remember what I said? Remember what he was charged with? Did you hear anything implying, like, assaulting an officer, attempting to assault an officer, attempting to shoot at an officer, some kind of something?
Just resisting.
Just not following directions.
And then what about reckless endangerment? You're discharging a weapon in public and running red lights.
Disobeying a police officer's order, though. That's the sexual assault. Yeah.
Looking at the mugshot, you're not even going to charge him for that hairline. Nothing. None of that shit, right?
That is quite a hairline.
And, we're going to go cast a ballot. I mean, unless I get put on an overtime shift against my will, then, yeah, we're going to go cast a ballot. But you go and make me Emperor William, and we kill it. This thing is an it, and we would kill it.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, yeah, there's no comments in the comment section.
Okay.
All right. And, we'd fucking do that. And you gotta remove that silly shit, because people say I'm against the death penalty. That's Eurocentric shit. That's Eurocentric language. That's that Anglo-American jurisprudence.
Right.
It's not called the death penalty under Emperor William. It's called removing a dangerous unit from the herd.
Yes.
And doing so expeditiously.
We're creating herd immunity in our own way.
Yeah. That's the real vaccination.
Mm.
All right. We can fucking inject him with 3 rounds of liberty from a freedom distribution wand.
A freedom distribution wand.
Yeah. Handle that. For some reason, I don't know the name Joe Donnelly very well, but I've never heard good news behind it. Like, it's one of those names where you see it and you're like, well, I'm pretty sure some bullshit's about to happen.
Huh.
Because I don't hear it often. But Joe Donnelly is a senator who is be a Democrat out of Indiana. And he got on the C-SPAN and was talking about stuff.
On now to the news of the day. This is a question straight from the headlines today. The president said that he plans to end birthright citizenship through executive order. Senator Lindsey Graham has said that he will introduce legislation to support the president's plan. Would you vote to end birthright citizenship? It goes first to Senator Donnelly.
Well, I'm the only person on this stage who voted 3 times for a border wall. I voted against sanctuary cities.
Gee, I wonder where this is going.
What?
I have no idea if he supports it or not. I just can't tell. I don't know where this is headed.
I think he's going to start breakdancing and spray graffiti on the podium. I think that's what's going to happen.
The suspense is killing me.
Secure borders with John McCain when in 2013... we passed legislation that would have provided an additional 20,000 border agents to the border. In regards to birthright citizenship, that's the 14th Amendment of our Constitution.
And so how this should be handled is by the Congress. And I heard you say that Lindsey Graham is going to put legislation forward. We have to take a look at that legislation. As of right now, the 14th Amendment of the Constitution says exactly regarding this issue. And so I'd want to see that legislation.
This is one hell of a politician answer to a question.
Mm-hmm.
God damn. That's like he sounds like you and I trying to figure out what to eat. Like this shit. Oh yeah, well, you know, just thinking about washing my shoelaces.
Make sure it was constitutional and review it first.
Mr. Braun, over
we want to make sure it's constitutional to remove part of the Constitution. That's what that nigga just said.
Yeah.
Oh, also, by the way, you know who else is...
Oh, my bad.
I know you were still playing more.
No, I was trying to fast forward, but when you do that, it auto plays.
Oh. You know who else said that they support this legislation?
Joe Manchin?
Joe Manchin!
Get the fuck
Joe out of here. Manchin! Remember the... But if we don't let him run, we're gonna lose important things. The guy who voted for Gorsuch and Kavanaugh to be on SCOTUS. That guy? The guy who's... What does his daughter do again? She runs a pharmaceutical company that jacked up the price of insulin? She doesn't do that.
She just manages it.
She just manages it.
Fake news, Phoenix.
So Joe Manchin. But by the way, ladies, vote blue no matter who. And especially if you're an immigrant woman, have fun in West Virginia. Blue no matter who.
And especially for anybody named Joe. All right. I hope you're biding your time on that one.
I think he's running in 2020, by the way. Also, can we just point out the whole 14th Amendment thing, why that exists?
Because niggers.
Yes, William.
Niggers.
Yes, because niggers.
Yeah, niggers was like, we want to be citizens.
Yes. Which, for some reason, it seems like a lot of people don't know that. But yeah, the 14th Amendment exists because slaves were not considered citizens. And they were like, all right, fine, you can fucking be kind of people now that slavery is over.
Yeah. You know, like, now you're 4/5. See? Don't you niggers like being 4/5 of people, folks?
What was that fucking show with the libertarian guys? Like, is $2 better than no dollars?
Oh, that's,
Is 4/5 better than 3/5, though?
That's economics professor Walter Block. He was on an episode of Sam Cedar of the Pompous Left, Sam Cedar's Majority Report program. And, excuse me, on Sam Cedar's Majority Report program, he debated Walter Block, a libertarian economics professor, and he was like, hey, I want to pay somebody $2 an hour, but is two better than one? Okay, so you admit that two's better than one, so it's good.
Right, it seems like, but you can't live on $2 an hour, but it's better than no dollars an hour? That's what... Oh, well, you were 3/5 of a person. Isn't 4/5 better? Like, the fuck?
Yeah. And just something else. This is a YouTube video I have up at winecellarmedia.com. You'll want to go there and check it out. I linked to it. And it's the Chinese have opened up 13 police stations in South Africa.
Of course they have.
All right. So nothing but good is going to come from that.
Hey, getting colonized by a different race of people. It's going to be amazing, guys.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of shitty government things, did you hear that like 25 universities in Brazil got raided and the military police stole their books?
That's good.
It's great. Because, you know, they just elected that fascist guy.
Yeah, but, you know, but like, it's like more openly fascist, right?
Yeah.
Because I think, like, when you look at the definition of fascism, I'm like, well, shit, nigga, black people been under fascism for 500 fucking years.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, this shit been fascist. You know, niggas like Bob Seska and whatnot, they can't say that. I get it. I might like that.
I mean,
the money is in not saying it.
I mean...
It's like farmers that get paid not to grow shit.
Oh, and you remember the... excuse me, Grenfell fire in the UK? And it turned out it was, like, shitty construction materials and stuff, and it caused the whole building to go up, and it was, like, this huge scandal. Yeah, no, you don't remember. Oh, for those who do remember the Grenfell thing, 150 people who were displaced for the fire still don't have housing. So
shit,
it's awesome.
Okay, so let's see. So you put this in here like right before we went live, right?
Oh yeah, this is a mental health story. Yes.
and this is a Better Call Saul. Is that the name of a television program?
Yes.
So it's a television.
I believe it was like a spinoff from that one where the guy had cancer and was making meth.
Oh,
Breaking Bad.
The one I'm never going to watch.
Yeah, Breaking Bad. Like, Saul was a lawyer on that show, and then Better Call Saul got its own show after that ended, and I don't think. Anyway.
Okay. And so this guy, his name is Todd LaTourette. That might be LaTourette. There's a lot going on in that name. It looks very Francified. And it says that he cut off his own arm?
Yes.
And lied about being a veteran?
Yes.
And so this is from a recent interview, and this is this actor, he's from New Mexico, known for his role in Better Call Saul. He was talking to the news station KOB4, and he said he wasn't entirely honest about his background before breaking into the entertainment industry. The actor said he cut off his own arm years ago and lied about being a veteran. He said, I quote, I have a 6-inch pirate hook which attaches into my my black carbon fiber prosthetic arm, and other attachments include a stainless steel claw, a wooden hand, and what he likes to refer to as his Terminator hand. The fingers do open and close voluntarily. The actor told the Insider he cut off his hand on Christmas Eve in 2001, right? And he's been diagnosed with a bipolar disorder and said he was not taking his medication at the time and was in a psychotic episode. He said that this changed the trajectory of his career. Quote, the film industry obviously took a different angle. That I was different, and so they liked that. End quote. But while on audition in 2012 and again in 2013, the actor said he lied about his experience serving in the military. This, he told the Insider, has been haunting him ever since because it helped his career. Ain't haunt you enough to get him checks back. What up?
No, it's just, like, this story was just interesting to me. Just because it was a mental health story that, you know, he's had this disease since, you know, for years. To a point that he had a psychotic episode that he quite literally maimed himself.
Hmm.
And it took until now that he was, like, okay with telling people that's what happened. It's just, I think that just kind of speaks to mental illness stigma overall. You know?
Oh.
And of course, one of the things is there's this, like, you know, the crazy people, they're a threat, they're a danger. And, you know, it always comes up with, like, fucking school shootings and gun control debates of, like, we can't let mentally ill people have guns. And it's like, once again, mentally ill people are more likely to be victims themselves than to be perpetrators. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
And it's just, there's a lot happening in the mental health conversation, and I just feel like it never really gets addressed. So that story was just interesting to me.
Word. Yeah. And I'm being mean. You got your money still, and I'd keep it too.
Yeah, I'd keep it too.
Yeah. Like, I'm not happy about the fact that I pump fucking metric fuck tons of garbage into the world because I can run my machines fast at work, but I'm not giving the checks back.
No, don't give the checks back.
And the money's spent anyway, it ain't. We have money that actually moves the economy because it flows in and out of our hands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. That's what's going. I guess this one more just because I was just looking at shit because of the shit with the Chinese folks. I don't want to say colonizing, invading. I don't like the word colonizing. Invading Africa and setting up those 13 police stations. Remember that YouTube clip is at thewinecellarmedia.com. When I posted it, it automatically went to the Twitter and whatnot. And Kenya. They deported a Chinese man over a racist rant.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if these articles are, they're sharing this. I bet you our black asses are not the target audience for this. This is to show people who are not black, look at how irrational they're being. Right? Because what do you think?
I think this is probably meant to make white people feel good about themselves.
Oh,
and be like, fucking Asians, right?
But also, think about the free speech crowd as well. Like, oh, so you can get deported over your free... See, that's why American freedom of speech, and I don't know if they harp on that in the UK, freedom of speech.
They do.
Okay. So they're probably like, look, see, these niggers won't let you have freedom of speech.
Probably. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, all around. All the ways in which to make white people feel good about themselves.
But then you keep in mind why he was there. He said, a verbatim quote from it, he said himself, I'm just here to make money.
Yeah.
And that's because the China, they dumped a whole bunch of money into some railroad shit out there that they're pulling all the money back out of. And then they sent Chinese workers over there. Instead of only employing the people that they're invading, they sent their own people over there to make their money there and then come back. Like, God damn.
Which is, there's countries now that are, like, people are complaining that there's too many mixed couples, like, right? Because the Chinese men are over there and they're getting with the African women in different countries. And of course, it's, you know, playing much the same way it did when white people did it.
But then getting with, it's like, given the economic power, it's like, are you coercing, getting with, or are you purchasing a person? Like, are you, did you just buy a rape slave, really? Is that what really happened?
Yeah, it's very, like I said, it's very similar to when Europeans and Americans do it. The dynamics are startlingly similar.
Yeah, like, are you, I don't, how would you, Thomas Jefferson, I don't know.
Yeah, how and of you? Course, it's also, you know, interesting that it's Chinese people when that is one of white Americans' favorite model minorities.
Yeah, well, they're really going to be the favorite now. Like, fuck, y'all just about white right now, buddy.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. All right. Oh, yeah, and the wife school huckster is getting loud again.
Oh, God.
Talking that gangster shit. So the wife school huckster, Ro E. Lori Cutno, is back on her shit, and one of her most recent things, verbatim quote, most black ladies are too serious, and that's masculine.
What?
Inbox now and join our $34 femininity camp. November 4th can accept only 20. You know, because the illusion of scarcity.
Yes, yes.
Motherfucker. That's a stone cold asshole.
Yes.
And so, I mean, it looks like we might have to drop another episode on her head and shut her up again. That was effective the first time.
It was fun.
Yeah. All right. I think that should be about that.
Yeah.
WineCellarMedia.com, the Black Ass Father Mackin podcast. And so you can keep this shit alive at paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam or sign up for whatever the fuck. You know, there's niggas signed up at like $1-$2 a month at patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund and you keep this thing alive.
Yes.
And, and then also, when I post on the Facebooks and whatnot, I put the link to the YouTube because we have about 158, I think was the last time I looked, 158 YouTube subscribers, and we cannot apply to monetize on YouTube until it's 4,000 subscribers.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So this is going to be a long campaign. I'm betting a year.
At least.
Minimum. Yeah. Like, unless we get, like, some wicked fucking surge.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But, yeah, so we've got that going on.
Yeah, so there's that, and then, oh, yeah, I think we might do an episode maybe sometime, like, this week or weekend about fucking tankies and Marxist, Leninist, Maoists in my fucking mentions, because it is a wild place right now.
We can do that shit tomorrow.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, I did not realize how hostile certain factions of the far left are to sex workers.
Yep.
It's interesting.
Well, they're against patriarchy. And they're against capitalism.
Are they?
Yeah, because by being against capitalism, that means that you are against a laborer controlling the means of service, not production. That's service, not production.
And someone told me today that the goal of socialism is to end labor.
You don't need a lot of technology for that. Wait, end labor?
Yeah.
Do they not?
Exactly. Nigga, no. It doesn't have to make sense.
Because, like, if we're fucking growing food in our yard, taking care of that food, harvesting that shit, storing it, prepping it, cleaning it, cooking it. That's all labor. Washing clothes. Like, you did labor. You went and did laundry. That's goddamn labor. You know, I fucking cleaned up and organized the wine cellar office so we have a comfortable space to work from home. Labor. Like, literally cleaning the office and organizing the office is part of working in the wine cellar.
Yeah.
Labor.
They don't, no. Yeah, and there's going to be no sex work after the revolution.
Wait, what is this scheduled? When's this revolution?
Nigga. Never.
You know what? It's when Hillary gets in.
Oh, shit. All
yeah. right.
Yes. It's fun. It's fun.
PayPal.me/Phoenix and William, Patreon.com/Wine Cellar Media Fund. Pamela Loco tuned in just toward the end. So did Katie Brizite and Naya Loco stay posted up in the whole joint. Naya Loco stayed hard. All right. And that should be that. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are. Finish. And Facebook Live has ended. That will be that. Phoenix Kalita will be black. Colored woman. Stop scribbling with your pen. You're a dat-gum pen scribbler. That's what you are. She is still scribbling. I don't know if that's picking up on the microphone, folks, but she is being a dat-gum pen scribbler.
What?
It's Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar.
Those are some decibels for your butt cheeks right there, buddy. Butt cheek decibels.
What?
I know, this is unnecessary. This is just letting the thing stay recording. Anyone still tuned into this archive?
It's a fucking goofball.
Yeah.
It's white on white Wednesday.
No, it's not. It's fucking Thursday. What are you doing?
It is Thursday. And guess who did not have to go to the office today? What's up?
Was it you?
It was me.
Did you quit your job?
I quit my job.
Like that little bitch, Eminem.
Also quit his job. Whole ass bitch.
You're very beautiful.
I know.
Why do you smell so good?
Because I don't use deodorant and I only take bubble baths.
You know what? Fuck it. I mean, let's goof around. It's still recording.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, for no reason. I'll turn the music back now.
Wait, is the video on or no?
Nah, video's off.
Sweet.
No, taking your hooded sweatshirt down.
Yeah, my hair is a whole mess.
All right, let's see. Rightwingwatch.org, man, right? We're digging in the bottom of the barrel.
Oh, shit.
What do you see? You got this guy, Larry Clayman, says the MAGA bomber was probably paid off by the Democrats.
Okay.
E.W. Jackson, I covered him way back in the wine cellar. He was the guy that confused himself, where he said, talking about Obama, he was like, this guy's a Muslim, he's an atheist, I don't really know if that makes sense, and he just kept talking, like, hey, he's a Muslim and an atheist, eh? All right, here we go, why not Coach Dave?
Oh, God.
Da Coach. This guy is always making sense about stuff. Now, he's gonna let you know where liberalism comes from. All right, you ready to have it breaking down like the broke down as we break it down to the underground?
To the underground.
With the funky sound?
Okay, now listen, I'm going to say this. I'll get my tinfoil hat on my shoulder again. Folks, if you don't realize that we're being poisoned with, look up at the chemtrail, the food that we're eating. If we don't realize that, Mark, maybe you could help this. Or maybe somebody's far smarter than me. I'm just using my own common sense. That we are...
All right. He wants somebody way smarter than him because he's just using his own common sense. That you got to look up at the chemtrails and look at the food we're eating. All right?
We are ingesting, whether through stuff that they spray, whether it be stuff that they put in our food, whether it be chemicals when they're growing the plants, whatever it be. I believe that we are ingesting, for lack of a better term, chips. Now,
all right. Chips? Yes, we're ingesting chips.
Nigga, the fuck?
Did you not know that we were ingesting chips?
Nigga, the fuck?
We are chip ingesters. Get with it.
I don't mean chips. I don't mean chips you put in your mouth. But are we ingesting aluminum and barium?
Guess
and,
I could just say, are we ingesting chips? Well, I mean, I don't mean chips.
You want to have an adult beverage after this?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Ingesting things that are transmittable or receive transmissions. Is that what's going on?
Oh, so he's basically saying we're becoming antennas and we're receiving waves of information. Okay, I get where he's going with this. Okay, so we're ingesting chips.
So this is like the Alex Jones, the water makes the frogs gay thing.
No.
Like the chemicals make you gay. You know, they can control you via chemicals.
Okay, but this is different though, because like
because it's metal.
But no, because it's the antenna. So like you, cause like so like radio waves could be sent to you with a message.
Right.
That's where he's going with this.
Yeah. I get so it. It's like that. What the fuck was that?
It's more technological.
The weather thing. Weather. Where there's like a machine that controls weather.
Like oh
it
yeah.
Can transmit signals and yeah. And then they had something. Oh,
that's
fuck.
Real. That's over Puerto Rico.
it is over Puerto Rico. Shit. I can't remember who did the theory, but it was like that. Plus, like using, basically what he's talking about, using, you know, airwaves to influence people's moods because you can put it to a certain thing. And like, they're like, that's what they did in Iraq. That's why the weather was so shitty. Like when we were in Desert Storm and then the Iraqis just all gave up in like 3 days. That's why, because they were like transmitting stuff to make them like depressed and not fight. Like via airwaves and shit.
I'm feeling that.
Is that why people seem to be so zombie-like, so programmed? Think of this, right? So we ingest these things, and then we go from 1G to 2G to 3G to 4G to 5G. And Mark, these things are electronic transmissions. These are waves that are moving throughout the world.
Yeah. Now you think, like, in this household, we use Wi-Fi.
We do use Wi-Fi.
So, like, why do you think that you get a little extra stressed out every once in a while because you have that Wi-Fi device mm-hmm. in your pocket, mm-hmm. but and you're in that room, mm-hmm. you know, because we go in separate rooms. We're a smart married couple.
Yes.
We segregate.
Yes.
But I'm in here and I'm listening to bullshit like Gus T. Renegade. Mm. So those waves of him saying some ridiculous nonsense are still hitting your ear. I'm reading Ken Steele's post on Facebook through that Wi-Fi. So the bullshit Ken Steele is saying is still transmitting to you through the same signal because you're ingesting chips. And you have freckles. So those are like transmission holes. Those are actually small holes where the information can get in and get to the chips to you faster.
Okay, but if the waves or whatever are transmitting shit to me, how come you don't know what the fuck is going on in my mentions?
That, because men don't pay attention. Patriarchy. No matter what.
The answer is always patriarchy.
I know there's probably some leftist men that tune in and they're just like, they go too far with the talking about the patriarchy. And it's like that, nigga.
You don't like it in patriarchy, nigga, what?
Yep. Ricky L. Hines said that. I don't know if he still says. I don't know what he says anymore. He don't like me.
Nah, nigga, nobody like you.
That's all right though. Ricky's figuring it out. All right.
If we have ingested aluminum or some type of particle that picks up those waves or is impacted by those waves, Mark, this isn't crazy, is it? I mean, I don't understand. I don't understand how
this nigga is being ableist to himself. That's outstanding.
I just like how he's like making this whole theory. Like, I don't really understand how it works, but what if? Like, you know what I mean? I don't really know if it works, but I think that. I mean, I'm not entirely sure, but I'm pretty sure that. Like, nigga, is you confused or is you not?
And like, then he asks his homeboy to talk, but then talks louder so his homeboy can't jump in.
How waves work, but I know this. I walk out of my house and I look and I see cell towers, and those cell towers are there because waves are going through the air, and they hit that tower, and that tower shoots that wave someplace else. So if I have ingested some aluminum, don't I become a charged? Am I not somewhat charged as a result of that?
He's charged now.
Dude, what?
he's charged because you have a credit card in your pocket with a chip reader and the waves are getting to it and your card just got charged. But also because the wave reader, what's coming over it is advertisements. So you're thinking, yeah, I want to eat a cheeseburger. And then it just charged your card. And then when you look at your statement, you remember wanting a cheeseburger and you see it got charged. You're like, oh, maybe I did buy that. And that's how they're stealing from you, man.
He should have put the aluminum hat on for this, or the tinfoil hat on for this.
Yeah, right. He just held it. I like that. And then the caption they have under it is just, we are being poisoned with something.
Something.
I need to find the one where he said male butt sex is inconvenient. I got to hear that shit again, man.
We need to bring back the one with that preacher man who sounds like a Muppet.
Oh!
There is no life in the anus!
Yeah. Only death and refuge in the rectum. I think he's in Harlem. He's a Harlem-based guy.
Oh, well, maybe Remy Ma can go to his church. They can talk about homophobia together or some shit.
Hold up.
Didn't they say some shit too? Like, they're putting semen in the pumpkin pie lattes at Starbucks. Didn't he say some shit like that too?
Yes. Yes, he did. He did say that. All right, let's let him wrap this up with this thing.
We've become transmitters or receivers. All of us have. We've been poisoned in our environment. Now, whether it was done on purpose or not, they have figured it out. Whoever they are, they have figured it out, and they're using that. As they said, the food that we eat, Roundup, we can go on and on and on and on. So I believe this stuff is very, very real. I believe it's very real. And I believe... can I tell you something?
Oh,
Jesus. He is the only one that's been talking the whole time, and he just asked if he could say something.
He's transmitting.
I think Michael Savage wrote a book, Liberalism.
Oh, God almighty! Fucking Christ!
All right, so he would read Michael Savage books. It's appropriate. This is fitting.
Order. And I think
He said that Michael Savage wrote the book called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder, and mm-hmm. he's going to break down what he thinks.
And I think he's true, but I think it's been controlled or caused by outside forces. I can't believe some of the things people. I just can't believe it. It's not even natural, right?
Bam. Hey, I'm going to throw the Facebook Live back on one more time just for this, the butt sex thing.
Oh, man.
Just for we're only going live for the butt sex, all right?
That's the name of my band.
We're only going live for the butt sex and never record any albums, just only do live shows. We're only going live for the butt sex. Oh, man.
Is that the title of the episode now?
Oh, man. Fuck. Fuck, man. I kind of want to do it. It's not a good idea. It really should be titled for the Remy Ma thing. But we should also do the butt sex as well. All right. I'm fucking setting this shit up. We're going to go live on the Facebook one more time. This is an extra long podcast episode for no fucking reason. Yeah, I just like in that moment that we were supposed to end the episode, I was like, fuck it. Keep going. All right, so I need to do this. I'm on the Facebooks. Live vidya. There, you move your chair over.
Oh, yes. Oh, here we go. No, more?
Yep, more. Yeah, until you see yourself in the cam. Okay.
Ah.
Yeah, well, you know, well, you can see.
Yes.
All right.
The mic now. What happened?
What up?
It's a different camera angle. What happened?
Oh, because I'm on the Facebook thing where it won't let me go sideways.
Oh. Hold on.
There we go.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
We're staying on for the butt sex, everybody. you chose to keep listening. You could have went and played Democracy Now or Black Agenda Report. or what I assume people that like this program also like. Like, right, if you like this program, maybe you like Bob Kincaid. You know, maybe. I don't know. But, there are very important things happening. Damn, so this is from July 2nd this year. It's like I like this one so much, it seems like it's from, like, 2 years ago.
What in the hell?
Everything's going wrong?
Yes. Oh.
Oh. All right, I'm going to click it on.
Okay. Yeah, the mic cord is stuck under the stand. Anyways.
Oh, okay, I'll fix that.
Yes.
All right, so checking decibels. We are on the Facebooks Live. Kind of extended. We just did a Facebook Live on the WineCellarMedia.com page. And then we just let the podcast audio keep recording, because I have that sort of I'm on vacation days from work attitude. And so we just went live again, and we're going to go back and do an old one. We did this one back in July this year, and we're doing this one again. All right.
Oh, El Profe is watching. Hey, Profe.
Oh, yep. There's and there's several niggas. All right. So is everybody ready for some butt sex? All right. So we cover this homophobe on the show. People listen to the podcast, you already know, but folks on the new Facebook Live, we cover this homophobic type cat. It's basically everything generically right wing about him.
Yeah.
His name is Dave Dobenmeyer on the YouTube, Coach Dave, Doc Coach. And he did a segment about how male butt sex is not convenient. All right. And let's dig into this.
Male butt sex is not convenient.
All right, he gets right to the point. That's how he opens up the segment. All right, just get right down to the get down.
It's fruitless.
All right, it's also fruitless. Okay, it's so unproductive.
So it's not like Donald Trump's juicy fruits?
Damn, I gotta find that clip again. I moved a bunch of stuff around. I lost that from the soundboard.
Ha ha.
Now, I've made this commitment. I don't know how long I'm going to stay up and running, because I'm doubling down. And I'll just tell you, some of you softy old Christians out there, holier than thou Christians, let me tell you something. We have got to re-stigmatize homosexuality.
All right.
Because it was unstigmatized.
All right. So I don't know if anyone knew that, but they're right now, according to this white Christian feller, there is no stigma for folks that are gay.
Nope.
And they use homosexuality like they're fucking scientists. It's not the way they use that term.
Yeah.
All right. So there is no stigma. They need to re-stigmatize it.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I think when it comes down to it, it's about messaging. It's how do you stigmatize it, right?
Stigmatize homosexuality.
Hey, Chris.
We have got to take the behavior and make the behavior front and center. Loving the issue. I love a lot of people that I don't have sex with.
All right. So love shouldn't have anything to do with it. It's just about the behavior.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't actually love a lot of people, though.
Yes, he does. That's all he does.
Yeah.
He's a people lover.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that white Christian men don't love everybody?
Yes.
The issue. I love a lot of people that I don't have sex with. I love a lot of people I don't have sex with. The homosexual men insert their penis in the rectum of another man.
Thank you.
Had no idea that's how it was done.
Yeah.
I've been mystified this entire time.
And of course, all of them do that. All right?
Yes, all of them.
There's no handy dudes.
There's no
docking.
Oral, no, nothing.
Mm-mm.
Also, I think what he actually meant to say was, they use their penis to massage someone else's prostate.
That's all. Yeah, that's all. I remember the first time I said that on the podcast, I said, you're pushing the button, because I forgot the word prostate while we were live on the air.
Oh, no.
So I was just like, you know, they're pushing the button there.
I thought that's one of my favorite memes, where it was like, God, don't be gay. Also, God puts man's G-spot in his anus.
Oh, I saw some similar. The way I saw it worded, it was, no homo, God said, as he put the G-spot in the male rectum. anus, yeah.
Penis in the rectum of another man. Think about that.
Why? Why do you need to think about it? That's a big problem with it, is that they're like, we need to be thinking about it. Hate it, but think about it.
Think about it?
Like, what the fuck? Like, about it. I don't think about Salisbury steak and fucking liver sandwiches. Like, I don't...
Sandwiches, though.
I don't know why sandwiches came at the end of that. There was a hesitation, too. Like, in my head, I was like, there needs to be another word to that. And then I just kind of threw one out there.
No, I mean, no, I don't get... And I said it before, but, like, homophobic dudes think about dicks more than sex workers do.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, man. Like, think about baseball. Isn't that what you're supposed to think about when you guys think about... I don't know.
The cis heads aren't okay.
But then baseball is wood and balls. So, fine. And then you know what? Like, the catcher is down there with a ball coming directly to his crotch, and the only way he can be saved is if another man stops it with his wood. Everything's gay if you think about it.
It's gay if you think about it.
Homosexual men insert their penis in the rectum of another man.
Thank you.
Think about that. Think about that.
Why? Why does he yell it the second time? What is the use in that?
Think about that. Think about that. Think about that. That is what they do. When you walk into Wendy's and you go to the bathroom before you get your hamburger, there's a sign that says all employees must wash their hands before returning to work. Okay. Why is that? Because it is dirty down there.
So every time you go to the bathroom, you take a shit. Like, nigga, how much fiber are you consuming?
Right. I'm like, so nobody pees anymore? Urination isn't a thing?
Nah, fuck no.
Fuck no.
But then also, remember, everything's gay if you think about it.
Yes.
Every time you pee, you're touching anus, because apparently we're all putting our penises in rectums.
We are all putting our penises in rectums.
Apparently not cleaning it off afterward. We're just like, all right, and back to going for a jog. And the mad pooper on both ends. A lot of mad poopers out there.
Right? So it's not Timmy and Billy with a garden. That's not what it's about. It's about a diabolical, demonic activity that...
Really? I had no idea.
Just fucking, my
diabolical.
Guy. My guy, it's just fucking.
So like when gay dudes are getting it on, they're kind of twirling their mustache. Petting their cat. Then we will take them down.
Well, they twirl the mustache to help them keep on rhythm with the stroke game.
There you go. Stroke it while you stroke. I can't whistle.
That is eating.
Stroke it while you stroke.
Yeah, man. It's double entendre. Double entendre.
Activity that is eating our young children. And I'm going to be on the forefront of re-stigmatizing what it is that they do. And if you don't like it, go watch something else.
No, I'm never going to watch something else. I'm going to keep watching your goofy ass. All right, that was just an extra podcast add-on. We totally should have ended the episode about 20 minutes ago. We just dragged it out a little bit more.
Everything's gay if you think about it.
Think about it. Think about it. There's, what is that, Brit? Oh, no, who that? There's a gang of y'all niggas. There's Fallon Loco. I don't see any comments, though.
I just saw a laughing emoji.
Okay. All right, so yeah, let's actually wrap this thing the hell up. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. And remember, you can also go. I just went and copped a couple of joints. They weren't physical books, but they're like you can read them with your Kindle.
Yes.
I don't know if Kindle is specific, like a, and I'm gonna have to figure it out. If it's an application that I download. But I purchased them. You can get Fallon Kitten, FallonKitty.com. All right, that's Fallon Matthews books that she writes and puts out there. And you can go cop them shits, you know, and through the Amazon.com. And if you have trouble finding it on Amazon, it's linked there from her website. So you can go help that nigga out, you know, hold it down. Oh, there's Joey Loco left a comment. Oh, it says, oh, that's the, I think he made a post out of one of my Facebook posts on the, Anaris Project.
Yeah.
Yeah, about saying, people that disagree with you, you can't just call them evil. And I made a Facebook post about that. Yes, thank you, Joey Loco, holding it the funk down.
Gracias, profe.
Yeah, that too.
He's profe.
Profe?
Mm-hmm.
Is that for professor?
Yes.
No, it's not. That doesn't mean professor.
Spanish. It's like this whole language. You should get into it.
He said, go and get some wisdom. All right, let's jump the heck out of here. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. And we need folks to go to the Black Podcast on YouTube. You'll see all our logos are the same. They're all Fallon Matthews face.
We're very creative, very unique and original with our artwork.
Fuck yeah. Fallon Matthew lended us her face. Yes. She is a professional model. And Madison Page, the only Democrat I get down with, did the the whole poster thing that we use.
Yes.
All right. And let's get the heck out of here. And yeah, if you go to the YouTube, hit subscribe. We're at 158 last time I looked. We're trying to get the 4,000, and then we can apply to monetize. We got to get the 4,000, then just to ask if we can.
I don't think they're going to let us do it, honestly, just because of our content.
You guys are pretty even-handed and fair.
If we were like Nazis, we could probably get away with it, though.
Yeah, well, then let's be Nazis.
Did not see that coming.
Ha, ha, ha. See? It's the Dad Jokes Podcast. Pretty good stuff. All right, Facebook, we're out of there. My bad to the homie Loco that just tuned in right there. I'm going to hit finish, and then it'll be available, and you can play it back. All right, my nigga. Peace. Bang. And then we'll actually end the podcast this time, all right?
For real, for real.
Yes.
How do you feel?
I feel amazing. Is this how men feel?
All the time!
Even the ugly ones!